Details of the World on WGN 1218. So what did the restaurants think about all this, huh? The idea that you have to demonstrate, at least in Cook County and in Chicago, part of Cook County, proof of vaccination. Is that a good thing? Isn't that a good thing? How are the restaurants taking it? Sam Toya is the man who, in the know, president, CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, and this is not a scientific poll whatsoever. I said this on the air about a week ago, and you wouldn't believe, or maybe you would, all the text I began to get. Some people saying, how could you say that, Steve? And others saying, yes, I understand. And here's what I'm talking about. The restaurateurs that I've talked to are thrilled that it takes them off the hook. It does what they say they've wanted to do. And now the city or the county is doing it for them. They feel safer. They say their staff feels safer. Is that the sense you're getting as well?
Yes. Well, thanks for having me, Steve. Good afternoon. First and foremost, restaurants want to be able to stay open for business, keep people employed, and help keep their diners and team members safe. The operative word there is safe. We think everyone should be vaccinated and boosted to help get the pandemic behind us. So we want all your listeners to get vaccinated. And if they're already vaccinated and they haven't gotten their booster, go get their booster shot as well.
So it seems to me, based on what you're saying, you have no problem, in fact, would agree with what these, at least restaurateurs that have talked to me, are saying, that showing proof of vaccination demonstrates something that you want to see as a restaurateur, because bottom line, we want to keep you guys open and running.
Right. So, Steve, local officials are considering many different mitigations, and the vaccine mandate is the one that will further encourage vaccination while keeping our small businesses open. We do not want to go back to social distancing or partial occupancy. That would be the death of the industry. So, you know, we've got to take different paths here, because at the Illinois Restaurant Association, we'd rather be at the table than on the menu. We saw that both the mayor and President Preckwinkle wanted to, you know, do something here. And we're just like, okay, we get it. The number one concern is our safety and health of our team members and guests at all times. We just do not want no partial, shutdown, a 50% occupancy or social distancing between tables, because that, 6 feet, that's basically 50% occupancy. We just could not go through that again.
What about the notion that some people are using vaccine cards that are counterfeit? First of all, are you hearing of that happening? And secondly, if that does happen, my hope is that you're not held responsible for that.
Yeah, here, let's be realistic. Restaurant owners, operators are not the vaccine police. Is there phony vaccine cards out there? I don't know. Could there be? I guess there could be. Again, restaurant owners, operators are not the vaccine police. We are stressing the need for customers to be cooperative, respectful, and kind to staff members. And hopefully, there's not fake vax cards out there. That'd just be awful. And if someone forgets their vax card, they can use Vax Verify online from the state of Illinois to show their records. So there's other alternatives if someone does go into the restaurant and they didn't bring their vax card or had a picture of it. You go to Vax Verify online from the state of Illinois and you can get their records up.
Yeah, and I carry my vaccine card with me all the time. And frankly, I like to be asked for it. That means, to me, it shows that the business, even before this mandate, at least in my neighborhood, I live in Lakeview, I'd say 15% of the restaurants and bars, both, were doing this on their own. And that made me feel more comfortable as well. And I've talked to many people who have said, I've been worried about going to restaurants. Now I actually do feel safer. Have you heard that too?
I have. Again, we want to help get everyone vaccinated and also keep our businesses open and our team members employed. Otherwise, they won't survive. And so that's why we are definitely, basically asking our guests that when they come in, please, please. Everyone needs to know that all restaurant owners are law-abiding citizens and they're following this executive order. So we're stressing the need for customers to be cooperative, respectful, and kind to staff members, because they're just doing what came down from the executive level.
Are some customers pushing back, and not only pushing back, but maybe doing so in a very strong and not very polite manner?
You know, we have seen on social media, some folks go on social media and they're definitely pushing back. There's no question that, you know, we've been in this pandemic now for 22 months. People are a little emotionally drained, but we are seeing on social media some folks pushing back. That's why we're stressing the need for customers to be cooperative, respectful, and kind to staff members. That's what we really are asking your listeners to do when they go into one of their favorite restaurants here in our 77 communities in the city of Chicago.
Now, I think this is a text from a person who's texted me before because I recognize the wording here. So, Steve, still waiting for you to share the name of the restaurateurs who support the mandate. And I'm not going to name all these restaurateurs that I know. I will tell you, several have said on the air with me. So, listener, listen more often to me, and you will hear it for yourself because they said it right here on the radio that they support it, and that was from day one. Second, please ask Mr. Toya why he supports the mandate as a proxy for the government. I don't quite understand that. Maybe you do.
Well, let me answer your listener. First and foremost, restaurants want to be able to stay open for business, keep people employed, and help keep their diners and team members safe. That's number one. Again, we were talking with local officials who were considering many different mitigations, and the vaccine mandate is the one that will further encourage vaccinations while keeping our small businesses open. We do not want to go back into social distancing or partial occupancy. As I always say, and I've been saying it through the 22 months now, the Illinois Restaurant Association rather be at a table than on the menu. Again, we were able to get the government to go along with team members. They could either be vaccinated or they could take the COVID test once a week and show it's negative. Again, we got the most business-friendly vaccine mandate out here. It's more business friendly than Philadelphia or New Orleans or New York or San Francisco or Los Angeles or Seattle. So once again, our number one concern is to make sure that everyone is getting vaccinated and boosted to help get this pandemic behind us. And again, we do not want to go into partial occupancy and or social distancing.
You know, timing is everything, so timing may have had something to do with this. But according to what I read from the New York Restaurant Association, and New York's been doing this for quite a while, and again, it may have, I admit, something to do with when they began to require the mandate for the restaurants. But business went up a lot at that point. Do you suspect that business may actually improve? Have you heard it might be improving, at least at some Chicago restaurants? Again, timing is everything because there's this thing called Omicron that is rightly, for some people, scaring people.
Yes, absolutely. I'm being a little redundant here. That's why we think everyone should be vaccinated and boosted to help get this pandemic behind us, because even if you do get the new variant, it's more like a bad cold than what we were seeing 6, 8, 10, 12 months ago.
Now, restaurants all over the world, this isn't only Chicago, have suffered as a result of the pandemic. And a texter here is asking, how have Chicago restaurants fared?
You know, it's been very tough. It's been very, very tough on restaurant owners, operators. You know, the government did step up with PPP for basically two rounds to help with payroll protection program that was very helpful. And then they did come out with the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, RRF, and that was for independent restaurants. As we all know here in Chicago, we're a very independent restaurant town. We're not like a chain restaurant town like Tampa or Houston. So with that said, we would really like to see the RRF, Restaurant Revitalization Fund, replenished, because only a third of the independent restaurants that applied for a grant, that was 101,000 restaurants throughout the country, did get a grant, but 177,000 did not. We've been in constant contact with Senator Duckworth and Senator Durbin. They're on board. I'm working along with the National Restaurant Association, we at the Illinois Restaurant Association, trying to reach out to our counterparts like in Louisiana and Florida and Texas, because, you know, all those restaurants down there have had a problem too, and we need bipartisan support to replenish RRF. We would hope they come up with another $60 billion. But it's been tough. But like I said, the federal government did come up with PPP and then RRF, which was helpful. But the number one thing we ask your listeners to do is please be vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, get the vaccine. This is how we're going to get this pandemic behind us.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear a non-medical person be so passionate about it. A lot of reasons for that, I suspect, Sam, but it has to do with business as well. So let me ask you a personal question, if I can. Do you ever eat in your house? Do you always eat out?
Well, I would say I eat out quite a bit, Steve. A lot.
I hope.
So, quite a bit. So, but I would say probably maybe 20% of the time I eat at home. The other 80% I probably eat out.
Well, it's a tax write-off, I suspect, for you, and we have a financial planner on. You can ask about that if you so desire later in the program. I do want to
thank you.
I want to thank you for everything you continue to do to support our restaurants. I mean, anything to support our restaurants, I am all and always have been all for. Sam Toia, CEO, President of the Illinois Restaurant Association.